Everyone, welcome back. Welcome back. Jesus Christ, it is hot in Dubai today. 38°C on the old car temperature before, and it feels like the humidity has maybe just crept up a bit. But I'm not really bothered because I'm escaping here next week for a few months as I go traveling around the world, which I cannot wait for. All paid for by my coaching business. And this, my friends, is why you have to get involved. Anyway, some quick strategic advice today. How to make your reels go viral. So my top performing reel is 1.4 million views. God knows how many comments and all likes, shares and all that good stuff. But the main thing is, whether it's 1.4 million or whether it's a few thousand, they all bring in leads and they all bring people closer to wanting to buy something from me. And that's all we do them for. But over the years, I've kind of realized that you don't need to be dancing. You don't need to be fancy editing, all this sort of stuff. You can make the simplest B-roll style reels, which is what I'm a big advocate of and have been for a while. I'm getting shorter and shorter with them, and I'm going to explain in this episode how you can do it too and how to be effective. And they bring in money, like they generate money. I would say this week alone I've probably banked 5 to 6K just from my reels going into my funnels, and then, you know, taking money whilst I'm sleeping. And that's the business that I'm setting up or have set up. And that's the business I'm getting my clients to set up. And it's a fantastic model. But it takes strategic things in place and the right setup and the right framework. And that's kind of what I coach. Lamborghini just flew past there. I don't know whether you can hear that. Sorry if that affected the sound a bit. So let's look at how we can make our reels go viral. First of all, I would say that if you want to always be recording B-roll, okay? So wherever you are, just get someone, put your phone down in a bit of water, a bottle of water that is, not in water. Put it against the wall, get someone to record you, whatever. Just get like 5 to 25 seconds worth of B-roll, walking, drinking, just doing anything, something. It does not matter too much. Just make sure it's like nice background and it's animative, okay? For reels that you want to be fun, you want them to be about 5 to 9 seconds. And for reels that you want to be educational, you want them to be about 15 to 40 seconds. So that's kind of how I would look at B-roll, and that's why I always try and get some decent length B-roll, even if I might only use it for the shorter stuff. Next thing is, you don't want to confuse your audience. So just one tip at a time. Be specific in what you're trying to get across and add massive value on that one top, one tip, that specific thing. Just go deep into that. And when you are uploading your reels, make sure that you choose relevant topics to all the reels. You select that after you upload the video underneath where your description goes. And this just helps the algorithm get it read and ultimately push it in the right direction to the right people based on keywords. So how you set things up is really important as to how you actually produce the reels and what goes in your content as well. Now, the key for a reel going viral is to have a strong cover, hook, and a strong hook within the first 3 seconds, which increases the watch time. By increasing the watch time, the likes, the engagement, all that sort of stuff, it helps boost the algorithm points and then it'll get shown to more and more people, and this is how you go viral. In the descriptions, you want to be encouraging likes, comments, shares, and saves. However, you don't want to be doing it all. So don't be like, hey, like, share, save, comment on my, just choose one that is relevant to the post. So it might be like, if it's educational and they can refer back to it, you might use save this for when you want to, you know, come back to it and achieve X, Y, and Z. If it's like, I don't know, something fun, you might be like this if you've enjoyed, you know, whatever it was about. So you've got to make it relevant. The call to action has to be relevant to what the reel actually is. But if you do commenting or when people are commenting on your reels, what you want to do is make sure you're commenting back, because the algorithms doesn't know whether it's you or somebody else commenting. So the more comments will boost the algorithm points and get it to a point. However, it becomes a point where commenting on everything just becomes so time consuming. So that 1.4 million reel I had, I was commenting it first. And then it just got out of hand. Like, every time I looked on my phone, there was like another 20, another 30 comments. So now, then I just leave it and it just bubbles away. But to get to that point, you want to just get the algorithms boosted at the beginning. Now, tools. So how can you make it happen under 10 minutes? I do not spend longer than 10 minutes creating a reel. So what tools can you use? iPhone, goes without saying, goes with me everywhere. I've got an iPhone, I think it's a 14 max thing. It's got three camera things on the back, pretty decent, large memory. And just get in the habit of creating B-roll as much as you can when you're out and about. I use CapCut to edit the videos. The free version has enough functionality for you to be able to do this. You do not need to go into the pro version, so don't worry about it too much. Really easy to use, and it's got all the tools you need in there to go viral. Reels Trend is a website that I use to research trending topics, trending reels, trending sounds before they go viral, or as soon as they've gone viral. And that allows me to create stuff that is within the same framework, but put it in my spin so that it is relevant to my audience and relevant to me and my personality and what I think and all that sort of stuff. Reelsave.app, I use this to extract audio from Instagram videos that I like that I can then use in CapCut. If you are editing in Instagram, you don't need to do this because you can just save the audio and then use it and create a reel. I prefer to create my reels in CapCut because of my omni-channel gateway, where I am presenting these reels on the different channels. I use it in CapCut and then I will upload it to Buffer, and then that puts it out to all of my channels. So I need to do it the other way around. And Canva, I use Canva for a lot of things. But again, you can use it for reels, for static images that you might want to insert into your videos, and anything like that. Or there are some good video features that you can use in Canva, albeit I don't use them that often. So they're kind of the tools that that I use. So in summary, going viral is about curiosity and value. There's like, that is it. You make someone curious, they'll engage, they'll click through, they'll listen. And if you then add serious amounts of value, they will continue to listen and the watch time will go up, and that's what will push your video into the viral stratosphere. And let me tell you something, like, you, and I fell into the habit of this, like, chasing viral videos is not how you're going to scale your business. You need to have viral videos that are relevant to what your offers are. And I made this mistake many years ago. Yeah, it grew my accounts, but I didn't really get much from it. Okay. Now I would rather have a video that does 3,000-4,000 views, but is very specific to a specific audience, and from that I get leads and from that I get sales, than having a video that has 1.4 million views and has nowhere near the ratio or percentage of leads to something that is a bit more specific. So don't go chasing the viral game, go chasing the lead and profit game. But if you can get one of your niche specific reels to go viral in your niche, that's when the big dollar starts to come in. And that's ultimately what we're trying to achieve here. Easy for me to say. So if you that's pretty much it for today. I mean, that is it. That's the strategy. If you want the full training on reels that I have put together, and join my 10-day reel challenge, which is to get you viral within 10 days, DM me the word reels on Instagram at RyanKLuke84, and I'll send you all the details. Until the next episode, take care, my friends.